Welcome to the Kingdom Life podcast, where we equip ourselves with godly wisdom so that we can go into the world as kings and priests, manifesting all that the kingdom of God is.
I just want to introduce Anne Naidu to our church. Anne Naidu is the director of Live Village. She's also a board member of Live Village. And she's a board and advisor to corporate boards. She's a student of theology, psychology, philosophy, and community. And he's married to Sastri, and who doesn't know Sastri? I think Anne needs more introduction than Sastri to us. So Anne's married to Sastri and has three children. Anne worked in ministry and community development for 38 years. Her passion is leadership development in different sectors. And worked in faith-based organization, community, business, and government organization, FBOs, NGOs, and CBOs nationally and internationally. So I've invited Anne because of our recent experience in our church, where we're still dealing with grief and so on. And after I spoke at the funeral, so many people in our church said they're struggling with depression, and I said, let me get an expert to come and address us. And and we want to give you like at least 45 minutes to address the church, and then after that 15 minutes maybe we'll close in prayer, and then whoever needs prayer, if you can just pray for them on a one-on-one basis.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
What an absolute joy and a privilege for me to be here today and address you. So I'm grateful for the opportunity. I want to honor the leadership of the church for the invitation. I don't take these invitations lightly because they deal so deeply with the pain and the suffering that we endure in a world that is broken. I also know a couple of things about Ricky, and he doesn't know it, but he's been my invisible partner. If his wife is here, just letting you know, it's chill. I don't mean it in any other way. I read his book when it first came out, Praying the Will of God, and it transformed my life. It transformed my ministry. It transformed my children's lives. Wherever I go. So your book is on almost every continent, even in the Amazon basin, where people are just not reading the book, but praying the will of God into their lives. It's wonderful to hear the next generation coming up also speaking the will and the word of God so profoundly. So thank you for what you do in the kingdom and how you raise leaders to transform society. So if you don't know, due to 10 years of chemo, I've lost central sight. I have peripheral sight, so I can see most of you, but as far as maybe the second row. And so if I look a little bit askewed, I'm not being ugly to you. I'm going to put on my glasses just now. I don't want to scare you. You can either choose that I'm Bono, or you can see me as Elton John. Okay, and the reason for the gloss and the tint is for macular degeneration. So just all the disclosures, I am married to Sastri, who's the social butterfly in the family. And we were talking last night at cell meeting, there is nowhere that we go that somebody doesn't know him. He's like MTN, he's connected. And what an absolute joy for me to be here this morning. I've been given the topic of depression. It is a really vast topic to be able to speak about, but with the technology at hand today, I'm sure if you get onto Google or whatever platforms you are on, there's a whole lot of information on those platforms that you can learn what the causes are. What are the symptoms? How would you identify somebody in depression and so on and so on? So I don't want to belabor those things. I want to go directly to just giving you four different categories of how depression can ensue in people's lives. But before I go there, can we pray? Father, we thank you that your word is life and truth. We thank you that everything we need to live godly lives you've given us. We thank you that your word declares that we need to grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ and that we may grow from grace to grace. That's what your word does for us. And as I shared today, I pray that you, Holy Spirit, will move my heart and mind. And we ask today that you will teach us what we do not know, that you will make us what we are not, and that you'll lead us into paths everlasting. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So the four areas that we want to, the three areas that science and the community of mental illnesses talk about that impact or bring about depression is, number one, biological, number two, psychological, three, social. I have a fourth one because I know that the creator of the universe who has made us spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23 and 24 says, may your whole spirit, soul, and body be presented blameless to God. So we know that we are triune beings, and science leaves out, obviously, that which is spiritual. So at the end of the talk, I'm going to go directly to the spiritual and give you some keys on how we can move forward to bring healing to the pain in our lives. So who's going to hold me to account? I need, when I'm 10 minutes, somebody says 10 minutes, and then when it's 5 minutes, you say 5 minutes so that I don't go on till Jesus comes. Somebody wants to do that? Good. All right. My husband usually crawls under chairs when I start to speak because he just doesn't know how it's going to come out. So I'm going to be very disciplined today. So from a biological space, what science is telling us is that depression, anxiety, fears and phobias, and most, at least 60% of mental illnesses are really biological, or they are psychological, or they are social, okay? And they put them in those categories. So from a biological place, there could be a genetic predisposition for you to be somebody that would be depressed. So the genetic predisposition is what is passed down genetically from generation to generation in your family line. What they say about, so you've got bipolar depression and you've got unipolar depression. Bipolar is usually passed down the mother's line, bipolar, where you see that there's a depression and an elevation, a depression and an elevation. So you'd see these people happy at one stage and really sad in another space. And you really can't read what is happening. And it doesn't necessarily have to be that circumstances around them are causing them to feel that. It's really what they call a chemical imbalance in the brain that causes this to happen. The unipolar is really a straight line, as it were. There's just a mood of depression, just a mood. It will probably go up and down with events or expectations that are not met, but it's just a straight line with a little bump as we go along. And so that is genetically seen as what will impact you for or predispose you for depression. Biologically as well, what they are finding is from a physiological place, your brain is so wired that there doesn't necessarily have to be a genetic predisposition, but just because of the way your brain is created, there is a lack of serotonin in the brain or going to the brain, which is what we call the uppers or the happy drug, and therefore there is a predisposition for depression. Is this making sense to everybody? Yes. I know that you don't say amen, praise the Lord, or anything, but because I can't see many of you, if you can just grunt every now and then. Okay. So I know you're here. So that's something that you need to consider down the family line. We'll talk a little bit about how can you identify these things going down the line. There is a biblical principle to how we could do this. The next thing, the next part of how depression can come into your life is what we call psychological. Psychological has to do with the child's upbringing. So a child growing up in a home can have...
Thank you for joining us as we equipped, prepared, and edified ourselves for the week ahead. As you go into the world, may the Lord bless you, protect you, look on you with favor, and keep you. Until next time, God bless.